It is one of our Friday show end of season roundups. I've got Tezza and Chris in. You know them by now. So talk about Manchester United and Chelsea. We'll do Chelsea first, just to prolong the agony for Tezza. We will start with the oddness of this campaign, Chris, I think is that Chelsea are all but, they're on the verge of being certainly second favourites, but favourites for the title for around the first sort of six or seven games. And all the way through, I was never that sure, because I think I always felt that Chelsea were an attacker, like that was the way in which it was gonna move. But also there is this strange thing that they seem like a set of footballers who really did only have one way to do things, and at some point that was gonna dry up. Was that always your concern?
Yeah, they were quite flaccid, for want of a better phrase. And I think the thing about this season for me with Chelsea is the ceiling and the floor are quite far apart, and we quite regularly touched both. And in the sense of, you know, at our worst, it was pretty turgid and you know, unimaginative, and that sort of classic, like, latter-day Arsene Wenger sort of arc of frustration around the box and no delivery and stuff. And then you think, like, the game which both, for me, represents a turning point in both, or sort of the peak, was we absolutely battered Juve at home 4-0, but we lost Ben Chilwell in the same game. And I remember sitting here with you and talking about how they were our top scorers, the two of them, him and Reece James, and we ended up losing them both sort of around the same time. And I don't know, it just sort of became the story of the season of, like, also runs. And you look at I'm not a big expected sort of person, but if you look at them, the expected goals and the expected goals scored and conceded, and put third in all of them. So the season did sort of play out in the sense of that's the way. And there's something about the thing for me is I can't tell you who our best player was. And I think that's quite a weird thing to think, like, and I don't know what I mean by that, because obviously it's a team sport and it's not that important, but we haven't got our best player in from the season. And you can look at performances like Reece James or Mendy, Thiago Silva, but they still probably, you could also find reasons where they let the side down a bit at times, or it didn't go to plan, and it I don't know, it felt in that regard sort of like, it felt like it sort of just, it petered out, but it never, it also felt like it never really actually in real life got going.